Pennsylvania's race for governor has featured a lot of back and forth about public schools, and education matters a lot to Pennsylvanians. Recent polls show it's the second most important issue to voters in the election. Keystone Crossroads sent reporter Avi Wolfman-Arendt to York County, home base of both candidates for governor, with a simple question: what education issue matters most to you?
The Red Lion School District Board of Education meets twice a month in a small conference room. There's only a few rows of chairs set up for the public, and most of them are empty. But there is one regular, Craig Murphy.
I don't have a problem with that. I'm just asking financial questions.
Murphy is a one-man watchdog, combing through every item on the agenda. And why?
All this stuff costs money.
Murphy grew up in this district southeast of York City and works at a water treatment plant. The area used to be rural, he says, but it's become more suburban as commuters from Baltimore and Philadelphia fill up new developments. And across the county, the taxes are higher here than the state average.
When you have people who are living in Redline and they're working in Baltimore, they're making a hell of a lot more money than I am. Okay, so they can afford the taxes better than I can.
Murphy also worries schools spend too much time on college prep and not enough on vocational training. And I sensed a broader backlash to the need for college while traveling around York County, from administrators on down to students like Trey Bernstein.
I like hands-on. I like being able to do things.
Bernstein goes to the only traditional public high school in York City. He plans to take over his grandpa's hardware store someday. And he wishes he could have focused on the skills he needs back in middle or even elementary school.
Yeah, four-year schools are great, but I want to be able to get right into work first and start working right away and accomplish what I want to accomplish in my life.
Superintendent Eric Holmes hears Bernstein. He wants to create more specialized technical programs in the York City School District. But that takes money, and he says his district doesn't have enough of it.
Well, people hate it when you say that you need more money, but the reality is that you can't run a school district without it.
As a city with deep poverty that's seen its tax base shrink, the York City School District has struggled to match resources with student need. The state contributes the biggest chunk of the district's revenue, but the state's system in general relies very heavily on local property taxes.
And as long as it does, that's inherently unfair. And we're creating pockets of educational poverty.
One fix would be to give York City even more money from the state. The new state funding formula is set up to help districts like York that have high poverty and high tax effort. But relief is planned to happen slowly, over time. Governor Tom Wolf signed that formula into law and has fought to push more money through it. Now in campaign mode, though, he's not giving specifics about what he wants moving forward.
With the system that we have, we're creating a have and have not world in education. And to me, there are lots of little things that I could talk about, but unless we deal with that, nothing is going to change.
Things haven't changed much in the mostly rural Northern York County School District. But there has been one big shift this year, says Superintendent Eric Eschbach. And it started the day after a gunman killed 17 people at a high school in Parkland, Florida.
And I got an email from a student here at the high school saying, I've never been afraid to come to school, and now I'm very worried about coming to school.
Eschbach says the note was life-changing for him. Before, he'd always opposed the idea of putting armed security in his schools.
And yet, when I heard that kind of plea, and similar pleas from other students and parents, it made me reevaluate my thoughts on that and say, okay, if I go to bed at night saying I've done everything I possibly can do to protect our students, have I really done that?
Safety, funding, career training, taxes. You'll hear a little of all that at a Friday night football game. Kennerdale High School near the Maryland border is in the kind of small town where everyone shows up for the big game.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Kennerdale High School, a special homecoming night tonight.
Christina Markle watches the game pressed up against a fence surrounding the field. Like a lot of people around here, she and her husband work down in Maryland, where wages tend to be higher. But they like living in a rural community.
It's a small town, but we know what's going on. We know everybody.
Markle's pretty happy with things in her school district, although she doesn't love the new Common Core-inspired math homework that her kids get.
Like, I work for a doctor, and I'm like, hey, answer this question for me. And he got it wrong, my son got it wrong, I got it wrong, my husband got it wrong, everyone got it wrong.
After chatting for a while, Markle does mention that property taxes are high and references a proposal backed by Republican challenger Scott Wagner to eliminate property taxes for schools and replace them with higher income taxes. The idea sounds good to her, and we start chatting about it. But before Markle can finish, a Kennerdale player breaks off a big run.
And I just think sometimes the people that are getting these huge property taxes, they find the gap!
And just like that, education policy gives way to the buzz of everyday life. Somewhere, there's a governor's race happening. But on Friday night in tiny Fawn Grove, Pennsylvania, you might not hear it above the roar of the crowd. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.